This is Michael Abraham's third novel. All three are named after real places. First came Union, West Virginia, then Providence, Virginia, and his newest is titled War, West Virginia. All are filled with so much information about these places, their history and culture, their people and passions, that at times they read more like nonfiction or philosophy.
People have called me a nonfiction novelist. I'm always driven to tell more than just a story. I'm always driven to educate. And I wanted my reader to go there, to McDowell County, to West Virginia, to war with me, and to see what it's like.
Abraham takes us to this once bustling town of 100,000, former coal miners to the world. Today, only around 20,000 people remain.
And there are literally thousands of abandoned structures, abandoned homes, abandoned tipples, abandoned churches, abandoned stores, as everybody has just migrated away. And so I was very interested in the psyche of those who are left. And these people deal with incalculable problems and issues. And one of them in particular that struck me is mountaintop removal mining, which I consider to be the worst thing that we are doing in this country to a landscape and to a people.
For his novel, Abraham interviewed people from war and based his characters on some he talked to. The storyline, too, comes from a real-life incident. In 1972, a coal slurry impoundment dam burst 4 days after it was declared safe by a federal inspector.
There were 125 people killed in an instant, and about 4,000 people were homeless, millions of dollars in property damage, and basically no one was compensated in any meaningful way. In my book, we have another similar occurrence. And this time when this happens and sweeps through the city of war and kills several hundred people, I have a small group of survivors. And when the dignitaries come to town, as they always seem to do now in the wake of a disaster, this small group of people kidnap them. And when you kidnap someone in that part of the country, the place you put them is in a coal mine.
The story explores the interaction between captor and captives, human tragedy and human kindness. In an act of West Virginian civil disobedience, his characters break the law in an effort to right what they consider a greater wrong. And as always, the place where Abraham's book is set is as much a character in the story as the people are. Listen to the author reading this excerpt from War, West Virginia.
Nobody ever comes to the hollows of West Virginia by accident. Everybody has a reason. Mostly they come home, because so many have left. Others come from curiosity, the burning desire to see and experience the poverty, inexorable crawl of natural reclamation, the deterioration of man-made structures, and of the souls of the people themselves. Anybody else who came inevitably brought more misery, the land speculator, the coal baron, the gas driller.
The book is called War, West Virginia, and the writer is Michael Abraham. I'm Robbie Harris.